Attorney General William Barr is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee today, responding to allegations by Democrats that he's politicized the Department of Justice, including by sending federal troops to American cities against local authority. Barr defended the moves.
As elected officials of the federal government, every member of this committee, regardless of your political views or your feelings about the Trump administration, should condemn violence against federal officers and the destruction of federal property.
For more, we're joined by NPR's Phil Ewing. And Phil, as you know, House Democrats have wanted to hear from Barr for a long time. They came out swinging. Here's Chair Jerry Nadler questioning Barr about his response to anti-racism protesters.
You used pepper spray and truncheons on American citizens. You did it here in Washington. You did it at Lafayette Square. You expanded to Portland. And now you are projecting fear and violence nationwide in pursuit of obvious political objectives. Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Can I just say, Mr.
Shame on you.
Can I just
My
say,
My time has expired.
And Phil, as you know, William Barr did get to respond to this consistent criticism from Democrats that he's cracking down on protesters to help the president's reelection chances. What does Barr say?
Barr says this is a legitimate job that he has to do as the chief law enforcement officer for the federal government. He says Democrats are conflating two related things. One is sending federal officers, the ATF, FBI, and other agencies into cities to help local officials fight crime, normal gang violence, gun trafficking, and that sort of thing. And then the effort that Barr described in which federal agents are reinforcing security around federal installations like the courthouse in Portland. Democrats, as you mentioned, don't see there being a meaningful distinction between those two things. And they also point out that in their view, the federal officials that are responding are, according to Democrats, instigating violence and cracking down on nonviolent protesters because they say that supports a narrative that the president wants about law and order for his reelection campaign.
Mm. Nadler mentioned D.C.'s Lafayette Square. This was when law enforcement forcibly cleared protesters so President Trump could have his photo taken in front of an historic church. What did Barr say happened then?
Barr said he was aware, kind of in real time as events were unfolding over the course of the day, about the president's desire to leave the White House and then specifically where he wanted to go. But, you know, it's interesting, even as this hearing is taking place in Washington, another hearing is taking place in Congress, and a National Guard kind of self-styled whistleblower is telling members of Congress that he was there and saw the Park Police give the order to clear Lafayette Square, even though there was no threat to security officers there. There was no violence among the protesters, and calling it a really inappropriate crackdown by federal authorities in that particular case.
Well, the ranking Republican member Jim Jordan was one of many Republicans who strongly praised William Barr, in particular for supporting law enforcement. Let's listen to some of Jordan's remarks.
I want to thank you for defending law enforcement, for pointing out what a crazy idea this defund the police policy, whatever you want to call it, is, and standing up for the rule of law.
And Jordan then played an almost 8-minute long edited video, very loud sound, showing violent demonstrations. Now, we don't know where they were or when the images were taken. It was just one after the other. But tell us more about how Republicans followed up on that message.
Well, President Trump and his supporters and the Attorney General have framed a lot of these incidents as a contest between what they call anarchist radicalists or outside agitators who are coming in with the intention of attacking police officers, with the intention of attacking federal law enforcement personnel and defacing statues and attacking government buildings. And it's important to the way Republicans are framing the Attorney General's service and the ongoing progress of this hearing to describe him as someone, in their view, who's standing up for law and order and security. And what Democrats say is there is no law and order and security issue here because the Republicans' view about this is mistaken. These, and the chairman's telling Jerry Nadler, are federal officers who are going in and picking these fights, who are starting these confrontations because they want footage like the kind that Jordan showed in that clip you described, where police and federal law enforcement officers are fighting demonstrators because, in the view of the Democrats, that helps the president. And they've accused the Attorney General of basically bringing about this campaign to create those TV pictures to scare people, for lack of a better term, in their construction, and support this law and order narrative that the Trump campaign wants. Again, that's according to Jerry Nadler and the Democrats, who are the majority on this committee.
Phil, we've only got about half a minute, but Barr was also asked about things like the prosecution of former Trump ally Roger Stone. The president ended up commuting Stone's sentence. But, you know, Barr seemed to have a defense of, well, I was sort of for what the judges wanted for him or Michael Flynn, but there was too much time assigned.
Right. Barr's position is that he's for equal treatment, and he says the president's friends shouldn't get special treatment, but they shouldn't get what he called unequally unfair treatment either. And so he supported the Stone prosecution, but he just opposed a sentence that he called too harsh, which is why he intervened.
NPR election security editor Phil Ewing, thank you.
Thank you.